So my head, I'm like, you know, that would be a fun name for a dog one day, just to teach people about how the name Sandwich was created and founded. And I thought, you know, it'd make everybody smile, and I'll be damned, his name makes everybody smile.
Welcome to Sip with Nikki. I'm Nikki Lamberti here in Sonoma County, California, and I'm so happy that you're here. Welcome back if you're a regular listener, and welcome to the party if you're new. If you did not listen to last week's episode, press pause and go back and listen to the All-American Wine Story with Allie Smith story, part one last week, because this is the conclusion. This is part two. And we're going to pick up our conversation right where we left off. To refresh you, Allie and I were sitting in her beautiful tasting room in Healdsburg in Sonoma County, and we get into Lord Sandwich, world famous golden doodle, and his new sibling, and some beautiful philanthropy work that Allie and Eric have done, really championed by their dogs. We're also going to tackle a couple of listener questions, and we put Eric on the spot. You'll hear Allie share a really moving story, goosebump-worthy story that has to do with her recent Taylor Swift concert going, but has a beautiful tie-in to her Brave label for breast cancer. I can't wait for you to hear more from Allie. I am always just so inspired by her, even sitting here editing the conversation that I was a part of when it was happening. And I'm like, wow, this is an amazing human being. They both are. And I hope that you get the chance to meet Allie and Eric and Sandwich and Soup in person one day. But for the time being, you can listen in. Just a side note, we were recording this on a Sunday morning as their tasting room was about to open. So at the very last few minutes of our conversation, you'll actually hear some guests arriving. And you'll hear some background talk, which is great. Business as usual. And we just wrapped up our conversation around it. So here we go with part two of the All-American Wine Story with Allie Smith story.
We just started a Smith Story Cookbook Club, and we had our very first gathering here last night and featured a wonderful club member, storyteller, and author, and actually artist that's on our wall. Rebecca Katz.
Oh, Rebecca's a storyteller, yes, a wine club member for you. Even better.
It. And the first cookbook was Clean Soups. And some folks brought some soup, so I made soup. And we had her. Unfortunately, she was sick, so we had to Zoom her in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but we had a big fun Zoom.
Lord knows she had plenty of soup to eat.
Yeah, I know. We're like, that's fine. Nobody wants to get sick. But it was really cool, and we have a fun calendar ahead. There's some private events. You know, one of my favorite things to do is we have this pretty cool community, too, connected with our dog, Sandwich the Doodle. Yes.
Who is not here today. I was hoping I was going to interview him, too. But yes, let's please talk about Sandwich and Soup and Socks for Sandwich.
That's
please.
Right. Well, another long story short. I mean, we could talk all day, right?
I know. So that could be a whole episode.
I know.
I just want to give people just like a little buffet of who you guys are, and then we can dig deeper.
Well,
we're
big time dog lovers.
That's also why we're friends.
Yes, and our logo in between Smith Story H and L stands for Henley and Lakota, our dogs that we had when we first met years ago. And so Sandwich, he's a gigantic golden doodle.
So handsome.
Extra tall, extra special.
He has his own Instagram.
Yes.
I will put the link in the show notes
with
your Instagram as well.
Yes.
But I follow him on Instagram, and I have for a long time.
Well, you know, he's been riding himself on Instagram.
He's very smart.
Yes, for going on, 12 years now. So
he calls you my Allie.
Yes, he calls me my Allie. Mm-hmm. But he has been our ultimate connector of good people. It's been incredible. And when he was a puppy, really up until about year 10, he was a sock thief.
Because how old is he now?
He's 12 and a half.
Yeah.
And I was always intrigued and then really inspired when I lived in Austin. I saw the beginnings of Tom's Shoes. Mm-hmm. And I really understood what social entrepreneurship was about. I saw that brand grow and his fair trade focus grow into coffees and chocolates and all sorts of things they were doing. Because I did work a lot with Whole Foods when I was selling other people's wine.
And you love coffee.
Yes, I love coffee. Almost as much as wine. Sometimes more. takes a lot of good coffee to make a bottle of wine.
Amen. We say the same thing about takes a lot of really good beer to make good wine.
I'm sticking with coffee. So one day, Sandwich was bouncing around our house, just shooting off socks like a slingshot, you know, just having a ball and just being a complete thief, running out of our hamper. I mean, people that stayed with us, he would literally find socks out of their suitcase, you know, every time.
Luke, our Pyrenees, does that.
Uh-huh.
And he'll come on the side of the bed if you
show
have
it
your,
off.
Yeah. But he'll take it, but then he'll run with it. And I'm like, dude, if you didn't run,
we wouldn't know. Yes.
But you're calling attention to yourself. Yes. So now I need the sock back.
Yeah. It gets a little exercise in the house, right? So it just hit me, socks for Sandwich. You know, Eric and I knew that we wanted to have one focus from a charity standpoint, and we didn't think we were going to start our own, but we did. So we started Socks for Sandwich.
Because you had extra time, right?
Yes.
In the middle of all of this.
And Sandwich put it out there. He's like, hey, put some socks on. You know, he's talking to all of his fellow dog pals. Put some socks on. So for every post with socks on your long legs, my humans.
Because doodles have legs for days.
For days. My humans are going to donate a new pair of socks to a women and children's shelter here in San Rafael where we were living at the time. So within a couple of days, we had over 500 posts, 1,000 posts. And then next thing we knew, Bombas had sent us a couple of boxes of socks. And
I love Bombas already, but I didn't know this, so I love them even more.
Absolutely.
Shout out Bombas.
And then Old Navy and Gap, because we had, you know, friends that were executives of those companies.
Amazing.
Listening. Not even friends, just friends of Sandwich, followers of this crazy Instagram thing back in the day. And long story short, we were able to create a wine that supports that, Lord Sandwich Red Table Wine.
It's one of my favorites.
Yes, Lord Sandwich Blanc, and we are bottling the sixth release of the Red Table Wine soon. And then we lost count because, again, we're doing this ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And I know that we have created a global nonprofit of sorts. We could take this internationally, and we do actually, because we have volunteer sock drawer captains all over the world.
Did you come up with that name?
Yeah, Sandwich did.
Of course he did. He's smart.
And the sock drawer captains are our front lines. So basically, our sock drawer captains let us know if there's a need in their region locally, catastrophes, anything. But also,
which there are so many of late.
Yes. And but also, it really hit us when Houston a few years ago had a terrible flood.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't UPS socks anywhere. But we had some sock drawer captains that were married to police officers, and we were able to send socks, and we had a sock drawer captain trained to get socks to all the helpers who had soggy socks helping people out of the floods. So it's a real community, and that's the pleasure of it. And we get to meet people that have followed Sandwich for years, almost daily. And it's just a bright light in our life right now, you know.
You must be so proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And it was just sort of a...
It's so ridiculous.
Offshoot,
you know?
Thing,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is his name Sandwich?
Well, we love sandwiches.
And scene.
Yeah. Now, it really goes back to before Smith's story, when I was running Texacali Wine Company, I was managing a big wine dinner.
Texacali. Texas, California Alley.
Yes, Texacali Alley.
Mm-hmm.
That was the nickname. But I was driving back from Houston late one night after managing somebody else's wine dinner. I think it was an Italian producer I had in town. And my Henley, a big black lab, he was in his last year and had some health issues. And so driving back late, it was a dark road. Nothing was open. I don't think like the McDonald's on the road was open. And I surely didn't want to stop there, but I was starving. Because when you manage somebody else's wine dinner, you're not eating.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I should have packed a sandwich ahead. And then my brain took me to, how did the name Sandwich? Oh, yeah. It was because, you know, John Montagu was playing cards and asked for bread so he wouldn't leave fingerprints. And so I go into this whole history in my head of like how a sandwich
was like while
was
you're
named.
Driving. It's like
driving.
Your windshield conversation with yourself.
Yeah, at midnight, right? And then I'm thinking, I didn't know that story as a kid. That's a cool history lesson. I didn't know there was a region of Sandwich, and now there's Lord.
Earl of
yeah,
Sandwich.
The Earl of Sandwich.
Was an actual person.
Yes, and Sandwich Islands, which is the island that we got married on, by the way. Anyway, so in my head, I'm like, you know, that would be a fun name for a dog one day, just to teach people about how the name Sandwich was created and founded. And I thought, you know, it'd make everybody smile, and I'll be damned, his name makes everybody smile.
Well, and yes.
Yes.
And now he has a little brother whose name is
Sir Royal Soup.
A.K.A. Soup.
Soup. So we have Soup and Sandwich. Soup just turned two, and those rascals are at home, probably right now napping in some sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten a fun habit of when we get home from work, they just doodle box for a good hour straight.
Uh-huh.
and zoomies all over the house.
Zoomies.
Yes, and on a nice day, in and out of the house, so.
Well, depending on the day, if your visitors get lucky, they may get to meet one or both here.
No, absolutely. And we do have special requests. We live about 10 minutes away. And because the sandwiches age, he doesn't really like being here all day. Yeah. He gives us the look like, hey, I put my time in. Mm-hmm. Like, I shouldn't have to go to work anymore.
Yeah.
Not that that's
I get that sandwich. I get it.
Yeah, we get it. But special requests for sure. I didn't know there's incredible doodle romps all over the world. So when we have traveled for business, sometimes we'll just drive and take them with us and meet up with other fans. And Sandwich calls his friends Sandwich Pals. There's a hashtag, Sandwich Pals.
You're very good at naming things.
Well, sandwiches. He's a smart guy.
This is like the whole Santa. There's only one Santa, but he has a lot of helpers. Okay,
that's right. Okay. It is. But the fun and all of that, we did not do this for our business. This was just our family. It was a fun creative outlet. But I have to tell you that it has allowed us to expose what good wine is to a lot of people that probably didn't take wine very seriously. Not that you have to, but a lot of his fans and a lot of our newest club members and people that buy our wines online probably had just bought wine at a grocery store or just ordered a house wine. Mm-hmm. And it's been really amazing to hear their feedback of like, oh, this is what good wine tastes like.
This is why I should spend more than $20 on a
bottle
and the reward I will receive when I do that. And also supporting family farmers and first generation small family business.
Absolutely.
Of a winery.
I mean, our little winery.
That was a plug there, people.
Yes. But, you know, our little winery, I did call it the wine math. You know, I did wine math many times, but, you know, from the little wine that we make, our wine and the support that goes into the pricing supports almost 200 people. That's how many humans, whether it's a compliance team, a warehouse.
From one bottle.
Yeah. A warehouse
you've
driver.
You've counted like the footprint of
the
impact
that
it takes to bring that to fruition.
There's so many humans along the way. And that's why we hate bottling day, actually, because we got to coordinate with a lot of people, a lot of details from the label details, you know, making sure that the alcohol percentage has been updated, the cork, the logos have been printed the correct way, the right color glass has been ordered, the right number of bottles and cases, and what color the cardboard of the case
is. Stop, you're making me anxious.
I know, right?
Because I have to do all that too.
I mean, it's a day of mistakes, typically, but every once in a while we all get it right, and it's a good thing. So for all small businesses, you know, it's so important to support your makers first. And, you know, we are, because of this thing called the internet, we are competing with the biggest makers in the world. And everybody now has access to buy things on the cheap through their Amazon Prime account and other things. And for us, it's really hard to compete on a worldwide standpoint, from an inexpensive standpoint. We'd love to be able to sell Sauvignon Blanc for $14, but
it costs you more than that to get that in the bottle. I know this.
It does. But
especially where we live in California, just the cost of a ton of grapes because of where we are, the real estate and the labor and all of that.
Exactly.
It costs money to make these wines.
But I also know that gone are the days where anyone should think that if they open a bottle of wine, it's going to go bad in a day. Our wines, most well-made wines, they hold up for many days. Mm-hmm. So if you open a bottle of our Sauvignon Blanc on a Friday night, there's a great chance that's still going to be tasting really good the next 5 days. You just put the cork back in, put it back in the refrigerator. Same with red wine. So we always have several different bottles of wine open at all times. But I think that's something I love to continue to make sure everybody understands. It's not going to go bad. It's going to go bad if it's sitting in heat. It's going to go bad if it's, you know, not preserve correctly, but wines are not a one-time shot. And listen, you don't really need to save the bottle, just drink it.
Well, there is that. And it goes way too quickly.
Yeah, it's a fast drink.
Can we do a listener question?
Oh, yes.
Listener questions.
So I shared with some regular listeners that we were going to be doing this today. These listeners may or may not have recently visited your tasting room.
Okay.
So this one is from Dana from Atlanta, Georgia.
Georgia Peach, right?
Georgia Peach, Dana.
Yeah.
She says, your business partner is also your husband. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Yeah.
And he's sitting here.
He's laughing.
Well, you can put a mic on for this if you want.
Well, we're still married.
Okay.
You know, actually today on Instagram, we posted that much like years that weren't so stressful when he was still working for K&L, we just started the business. I think he had a wonderful habit of bringing flowers home on Mondays, and we would take time to have a date a week. So this year we're having a date a week again.
Love it.
Yes. So, and that for us is a chance to not always go to an account that's pouring our wine or account that should, getting away together and really just turning off talk and shop.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to do.
It's
when
hard
you guys
to
do everything that
it
you
is.
Do.
And, you know, time's a ticking. It's a beat the clock every single day. So
I'm going to get him to weigh in on
this
topic.
Yes, yes.
Sir, not to put you on the spot, but let me just bring a microphone closer in case there's anything that you want to share, maybe tips for people who are thinking of or are in business with their spouse.
Mm-hmm. I could joke around and say, don't do it.
That's cool. We like joking around. That's cool.
But, you know, it's not easy. It's what you kind of expect. And you definitely have to, like Ali was saying, create your boundaries and make sure you have your date nights and you separate yourself and allow yourself to separate and just not always talk shop. And yeah, you know, but it's hard, like she was saying, because, you know, it's constantly floating through our head, all these random thoughts. What if we do this? What if we don't do that kind of thing? So
yeah,
it's hard, but you definitely have to set your boundaries.
About your last one that you planned.
We went to one of the new things that's out and about. It's a candlelight concert.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's a big fan of Taylor Swift.
As we know.
And yes. So there was a candlelight quartet here in Sonoma County. And so they played all Taylor Swift songs. So we did that. And then we
went. You planned it. You found it.
Oh,
you planned
yeah.
It's you.
Yeah. And then we went to a little Willie's Wine Bar dinner after that.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. And that was
that. Proof. Okay. Yeah. Continue with on your laptop. Yes. I just wanted to get you to weigh in.
It also helps to bring your wife coffee in bed in the morning too.
So, oh, yeah.
Yes. Every morning. Not every morning, but just about.
Thanks for weighing in.
And now a word from our awesome sponsor. I love olive oil almost as much as I love wine. And if you heard Olive Oil 101 and 102 episodes in season one, you heard me interview my friend Liz Tagami. She and her husband, Donald, operate American Olive Farmer, which is here in California, and they are some of the most delicious olive oils I have ever put in my mouth. So now, at the start of the year 2025, they've recently released their Olio Novello, the new oil from this recent harvest in November of 2024, and I can't wait for you to try it. Now, it won't last, and not to worry, if you go to their website, American Olive Farmer, and the new oil is gone. Throughout the year, they'll have both Arbequina and Ascolano, which are also exciting and delicious, and you can even subscribe and have them shipped right to your door. Last year, we also bought a box of raw olives in the early harvest time, and they're almost done. They're curing in our olive closet, and I cannot wait to serve them on my charcuterie board, and I'm going to use Liz's recipe from her website for warm herbed olives. Say it again, warm herbed olives. So check out American Olive Farmer, not only for oils, but vinegars, beautiful accessories. And if you love entertaining and serving olives and olive oil, you've got to check them out. Liz and Donald have been kind enough as our sponsor to create a discount code. So use the code SIPWITHNIKKI at checkout. SIPWITHNIKKI, capital S, capital W, capital N, and they are giving you 10% off your order. Go check it out now. You're welcome. And now back to the show.
You know, I think at this point we would absolutely love and enjoy working with a bigger team.
Yeah.
You know, like we have done our 24/7 for a decade, and for us to have a general manager, a CFO, a national salesperson, you know, to have some other executives.
Are you taking applications? Because people will send them in after hearing you talk.
Well, we'll see how many people go to our website after this and buy some wine.
Buy the wine, people. Buy the wine.
But just, you know, as you mentioned, Taylor Swift, you know, I say this a lot. She's, for me, she's a poet. She's a genius. Mm-hmm. She's an amazing business person. But she is where she is today because she's had a really great team around her. And I tell you, I'm ready for a team. I'm ready for a team better than us that will let us go where we really want to go. Mm-hmm. And that is to continue making consistent wine with consistent vineyards that we're in. So, Yeah.
So the way that business looks today, before that team comes, because mm-hmm. it will look different. This mm-hmm. is a great segue to our second listener question.
Oh, cool.
This is from another Allison, okay. but this Allison is from Hingham, Massachusetts.
Oh, cool.
And she wants to know, what does a day in the life of Allie look like?
Yeah. Well, I have a new day in the life. I started working out again recently. So typically my day revolves around, one, my hair.
You and I have that in common.
Yes.
By the way, can we take a tangent on this real
yes,
quickly?
Yes.
One of the things that I mm-hmm. remember about you is in 2017, which was a couple years after we met at yoga, mm-hmm. we lost our home in the fires and went through that
right.
whole thing.
Yeah.
And we go to the same hair salon.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ritual Salon yes. in Santa Rosa. And you set up for me to go and have my hair done and blown out, and you paid for it.
That's right.
And you reached out to me and said, when you have a minute to catch your breath, go mm-hmm. and get your hair done.
Yeah.
That I could cry talking about that right now. That was so thoughtful.
Well, that's what we do for each other.
And I know you and I both have a lot of hair,
yes.
and it's like a thing, like the
yes.
blowout and yes. sweating and all that. So
yes.
back to working out.
Well, my pleasure, you know, but it is. I typically like to get online in the morning and check a little bit of news, but I also like to make sure Sandwich is posting in the morning.
Really good with the keyboard.
Yeah, he's
even
really
with
good.
His long
well,
legs.
He has no thumbs. He dictates. You know, he actually dictates to me. But I do a little bit of social media in the morning, and I have a few people that are my phone calls in the morning. Mm-hmm. Mostly friends. A lot of friends in the industry. We check in with each other. You know, there are so many helpers out there right now, and have been in our life. When I have a full day ahead, you know, whether it's in the tasting room, usually with Eric, we handle all of our local deliveries and sales mm-hmm. to restaurants. And a little bit of retail.
So, some nice restaurant placement in Sonoma County.
Yeah, we've really been.
Willie's and the Matheson. And anytime we go to one of these restaurants, we see your wine, we
thank
get
you.
It.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then we make a big deal about it. So everyone around us knows.
Well, I know. We even went to New Year's Eve. We had an early dinner at the Glen Ellen Star that has been pouring our wine for a few years, our Chardonnay, I think, right now. And just to know the staff, and we make our deliveries typically before lunch, before service starts. So we actually get to know the back of the house. Mm-hmm. And we have relationships, you know, when we have ball caps and t-shirts and stuff, that's the first group of people that we want to make sure we say thank you
Give
to.
Give them the swag, the Smith Story swag.
Yeah, yeah. But we become friends with so many people in the industry that way too. So day in the life, we figure out, all right, divide and conquer, who needs to make deliveries. You know, this year I am in charge of actually growing our sales business. So I'm focusing on all Bay Area sales ourselves. And then, you know, our tasting room is usually open 11, 12, stays open until 4 or 5.
How many days a week?
We're 5 days a week right now. So.
And you are the tasting room.
We are the
right
tasting
now,
room.
This may change right now.
There's been a change,
but when people come to visit you, it's you or Eric that are
absolutely.
Pouring the wines and telling the story.
Yeah, you got us.
It's amazing.
So, you know, again.
Do you sleep?
Not very well.
I know on your website bio, it says like how much you love sleep and a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you don't like the hours between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But how is this all happening?
I don't know. I think the older I've become, and I think I've always been an idea factory. And I think with my recent kicking breast cancer, you know, we have one life to live. Let's get it all in, right? So listen, I had a great night of sleep 3 nights ago, and I can't stop thinking about
it. Still celebrating that from 3 nights ago. The last 2 nights were crap.
Yeah, but. I mean, it's so crazy. No. I think it might have to do with 2 83-pound dogs running in and out of the room all night, too.
Yes. Click, 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 click.
But yeah, day in the life is, you know, it's 100% Smith Story and Sandwich and Socks for Sandwich. We have many years of us writing the chapters. It's a blog on our website and moving that to a Substack and going to be restarting that.
Substack is catching on. Yeah.
I have a few personal books I've been working on. The first one's the memoir. It's called The Life and Times of a Retired Southern Baptist. Or maybe recovered Southern Baptist, to be very
accurate.
Ooh,
I like that too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the times when I'm making deliveries, typically when I'm going out to the coast, because that's a pretty long drive and you're not on your phone, you know, you're really, it's a white knuckle drive most of the time. Mm-hmm. I've been working on a screenplay. And
I thought you were going to say you're listening to Sip with Nikki.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, you can't even actually, you know, it's got some wonky Wi-Fi out there too. In fact, the Sauvignon Blanc, our very first Sauvignon Blanc pick. I was in Dallas the day before. Eric calls me, all right, we're going to go ahead and pick tomorrow, get on a flight. I ended up sitting next to, at the time, a staff writer for Time Magazine. And I usually don't talk in the morning, and I usually don't talk on an airplane. Mm-hmm. But this time, for some reason, we both were very engaged with with each other and talking. And I think that has meaning in the screenplay. So the screenplay starts with that moment on that flight, telling him about who we are and what I'm flying back to wine country to do. And I've been writing the screenplay very much in an almost famous kind of dialogue with Cameron Crowe's narrative. And I don't know. So that goes on a lot during the day in my head.
Girl, no wonder you don't sleep. That's amazing. But again, I feel like a broken record, but we have so much in common in the fact that we just have a lot of interests and things from our business that we then want to branch out to do, philanthropy. So that leads me to the last thing I want to talk about. So you've mentioned a couple times now about being a breast cancer survivor. And I know that you have Brave, which is your label and your solo project. So I also know that you're very open about your journey. And one of the things that says right on your website is that you really love helping families and people that are going through it. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so let's go back to Taylor Swift. So I'm still on a high from seeing the Friday night show of her last weekend in Vancouver. And a good friend, she's also a wine club member, a dog lover, we met through Sandwich years ago, treated me to a ticket and to join her in Vancouver. And so Sandy was celebrating her really retirement, celebrating us being able to have a friendship and me kicking breast cancer when I was going through some pretty heavy chemotherapy. I ended up the Thanksgiving of harvest of 21. And at that time, COVID was still a very real thing in the world, better. But I was always dressed like Darth Vader, right? So I had, Eric really is the one that nudged me, because you should make a solo wine, you know, to really focus on getting through this treatment during harvest, put something around it that's yours. And so there was a picture I took in 2015 of wild peonies on a house that we used to live at, and that became the label of my Brave. So a lot of colorful, dark and light pinks. I decided I wanted to do a carbonic light red wine, which ended up lovely. So I made about 100 cases, and here I was dressed head to toe like Darth Vader, you know,
because
my doctors didn't want any bacteria that may have been
lingering. You were going through chemo, so you were kind of just protecting
my immunity. So I have on big galoshes, yoga pants, gloves, mask, a hoodie, and I'm stomping grapes in the winery. And I thought, what a fool I look like.
Darth Vader, like dun dun,
pretty much. Dun, 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 dun. Pretty much. So I obviously made this wine a few years since, and Brave, it sells out. It's a very, you know, it's a small run. It sells out pretty quickly every year. So here I'm at this concert. I'm walking out of the stadium with 64,000 people, and I reached in my pocket and realized I had two small bracelets that I had not traded. I traded a few, I don't know, about 20 or 30 bracelets.
For listeners who don't know, the Swifties are big with the bracelets, and they have the little cubes with the letters on them. They have different words,
all
and they
custom.
Trade at the concert stage. Dave Matthews fans kind of do the same thing too.
Yeah, on my left side, it's all the bracelets I didn't want to trade. And then on my right side, had all the bracelets for trading. So I right on the left side of my eye, I said, oh, there's this cute little girl. And I said, oh, I've got two bracelets left to trade. Would you like to trade with me? And she looked at her mom, these big doughy eyes, and her mom gave her the okay. And so she pushed her little velvet coat up and she put a bracelet on me. And the first one said Reputation. And I thought that was cool. It's kind of more of a risque dance that Taylor does on stage too. But Reputation is very important to me. And I put another one on her. And then right about that time I got bumped because, you know, we're on this tunnel, leaving the stadium, and I didn't see the bracelet that she put on my arm. I kind of looked behind me and said, thank you so much, and went on my way. And we're standing in the train from the stadium on the way back to the hotel. I'm holding a rail inside this little subway train, and all of a sudden my big lavender haze fluffy arm jacket slides down, and the bracelet she put on me is the word Brave with pink gems and colors around it. And I almost fainted right there. You know, I showed my friend Sandy and she almost fainted too. So I didn't sleep for, I don't know, 2-3 nights after that one. And I think the reason I was there is to do what I'm doing now. So Brave will always be available when we have it on the Smith Story website, but I'm creating it's bravewinery.com. And it's really more of an Ask Ally website. So of course we'll be talking about wine, but I want it to be a safe place. Brave Winery will be a safe place for people going through breast cancer, family members going through breast cancer, to get in there and ask me questions or just see some resources that I have listed, some things that have helped me. I mean, everybody's diagnosis, everybody's journey is very different, but I feel like I have definitely found some things that helped me the most and some best practices of, gosh, what do you do when you're preparing for a double mastectomy? Because, you know, the fact that I'm alive today and able to tell my story and help others, like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, gotta do it.
It's amazing that you chosen to do that and that you have that special label with Brave, which is sold out right now.
It's sold out.
But so when's the next one available so people
In March. Okay. So in a few weeks, it'll be in our spring release.
Okay.
It's a carbonic maceration Grenache.
Ooh.
Yes.
I love Grenache. You know, I make Grenache too.
Yes.
My first is still in barrel, but I'll be releasing my first Grenache this year.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a collaboration
that might be cool. Carbonic wines for me, if they're red, are chilled light red wines. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a great summertime red wine. Stick it in the refrigerator, treat it like almost like a rosé. Mm-hmm. But very complex and a little sparkly. A little frizzante.
For our listeners who are not familiar with carbonic that she's referencing, carbonic maceration is a type of fermentation that you do where instead of destemming the grapes and crushing them, you kind of have some whole clusters of grapes.
Yeah.
It's away from oxygen. The weight of the top goes down on the bottom. And the fermentation, long story short, starts inside of the grape.
It's like a pressure cooker.
Then the grape bursts and there's just very specific aromatics.
Yeah.
And characters, freshness, little bit of frizzante or a little tickle on the
tongue. A little fruity tooty sometimes.
That comes from carbonic. So I've not made carbonic wines yet, but I love drinking them.
You spoke about this in your last podcast about non-alcoholic wines and low-alc wines, which in my world, they're just decaf wines.
Yeah.
And so I'm definitely exploring what that might look like with the Brave. I think that's an exciting thing to have as an offering.
Because for a lot of people going through any type of health issue, treatment, surgery, chemo, they will have to pause from alcohol.
Well, they won't want to drink it.
Yeah.
Taste buds get a little wonky.
Great idea.
Yeah. So I'm not a true believer non-alcoholic wine is an either or. It's an addition.
Yep.
It's just an extension.
That was the conclusion we came to in our podcast tasting. It's just, it's a different beverage.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing what you do with that Brave label. And you tell me about what happens with the proceeds from that wine.
Yeah. So hopefully this is our desire by probably the end of the year, maybe next year. We are going to give a percentage. We don't know exactly what. And I don't know how we're going to call it, grant, scholarship, something, but we want to be able to donate a small portion of our proceeds to wine professionals that have been diagnosed or going through it. I was truly inspired by a local entrepreneur here in Sonoma County that runs her own business. She was going through treatment herself, a different kind of cancer, and she showed up to work every day. I almost showed up to work every day. Didn't do so every day, but gave it a really good effort. And financially, it's really hard. Even if you have insurance, you incur a lot of extra things. And if we can give a little bit, $5,000-$10,000 to somebody just to get a better mattress to sleep on, you know, have food provided, hire a dog walker during their treatment, we want to be able to do that. And I think Brave will be a great vehicle to create that opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that. And for doing everything that you do. Is there anything we haven't talked about before we wrap up?
From what we have releasing, we have our spring Sauvignon Blanc coming out, our new Brave, and then we are going to release our 21 Smith Story, the Boonies Pinot Noir from Anderson Valley. We did a light release of that, like I guess 2 Mays ago during our anniversary, and we realized we didn't do a very good release of it.
Okay.
It was right after my radiation, and I wasn't officially on doing all the things I do. So that will be in this, and that's going to be a really special
Like line. A re-release?
Yeah.
Okay.
Re-release.
Of 21 Pinot Noir from Anderson Valley.
And just received 94 points from Decanter Magazine.
Congrats.
So it's a good time for that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I'm going to put all the links in the show notes
so people
can purchase your wine, look at becoming storyteller club members with you.
Cool.
Look at Socks for Sandwich and Brave and all the things. You have been so generous with the amount of time you've spent with me today.
Cool.
So thank you.
I just love what you're doing, and I woke up this morning thinking about our podcast time together, and that's awesome. So,
cool. Let's just toast with our beautiful Sauvignon Blanc. I almost drank mine.
That's all right.
And here's to a great rest of your Sunday. Just wow, right? Wow. If you are not inspired, I don't know what else
to give you. I'm so grateful for Allie, for her time, and for Eric putting up with us while he was trying to get work done. And I am going to put the link in the show notes for multiple of their social media accounts, of course, including Lord Sandwich. If you're not following him, you must. And check out Socks for Sandwich and how you can contribute to that. But bottom line is, get yourself some of these wines. They are gorgeous, small production, and now you know the people behind them. SmithStoryWines.com. And Allie was kind enough to create a discount code for our listeners. And if you use the code SIP, just S-I-P, in checkout, this could be either on the website or in person in the tasting room. They are giving you 10% off a purchase of 4 bottles or more, and that's good until March 1st. So thank you so much, Allie, for that. You guys, check out these wines, the Sauvignon Blanc, the multiple Pinot Noirs, the Cab Franc, Brave when it comes out. How amazing, and how brave is she and everything that she is doing for people who are affected by breast cancer. So thank you, Allie. As always, if you'd like to be an angel and support the podcast, there is a link in the show notes to do that. It's essentially a tip or a donation, and it goes towards the operating expense of me creating this podcast, or it can go towards buying me or Ellie a glass of wine, however you want to think about it. But either way, we're super grateful. And we'd also be grateful if you would share this episode. If you know someone who would be interested in hearing this all-American wine story and being inspired by our guests this week, and any week, make sure that you're sharing and leave us a rating or a review. I hope that you have a wonderful week ahead, and whatever you do, I hope that you sip well.